Today's GeoQuiz was a bit of a tall order. We're looking for the name of the world's largest restaurant. The place is in Damascus, Syria, one of the world's oldest continuously inhabited cities. So Damascus is part of the answer. The world's Aaron Schachter has the other part.
I'm sitting now in Mawabid Damashq, Damascus Gate. It is the world's largest restaurant. It seats 6,014 people. The part of the restaurant where I'm sitting now seats just 3,500. I'm in the Palmyra Hall. There's also the India Gate and the Zanubi Winter Garden. The restaurant here is modeled after an ancient city called Palmyra, several thousand years old. And the place is just massive. It is 581,000 square feet. Now, if you compare that to, say, the Gillette Stadium, where the New England Patriots play, it's many times the size of the stadium, but it's a little misleading because they count every terrace that they have here as part of that total. So it's a little misleading, but it is a huge place. Right in the center of the restaurant, there's a waterfall. It's modeled partly, they tell me, on Niagara Falls. Not quite to that scale, but it is most definitely one of the biggest restaurants I have ever been in. It looks like a Hollywood set of what an ancient Syrian community might look like. You would think making all these dishes for more than 6,000 people, the food wouldn't be so good. But I talked with the general manager, Muhammad Al-Saman. He explained that making one dish or making 6,000, it's all the same thing.
Nowadays, you have a lot of people that who've traveled around and tried the good food around the world. So they want to have a bit of that. And we have the Syrian traditional food, Arabic cuisine. We have Indian. We have Chinese, we have Italian, we have Iranian, and we have the Gulf food.
When you have a restaurant for 6,014 people, you just can't make food the same way as if you had 60 people. Factories can't really make great food, can they?
I think it can produce anything good when you can organize it very well. For example, when you have over 200 people in your kitchen, 250 people just in your kitchen, well organized, each one of them given their own tasks to do, I think it would be a much easier job, and they can produce something good. I mean, it's the same thing. Large factories, why does large factories produce good cars then? You know, it's the same, I think it's the same concept.
You can hear behind me the prayers at the end of the day that are telling people it's time to break the fast. People do that mostly at home in Syria, so there aren't that many people here now, just a few hundred. But as I said, the area where I'm sitting seats 3,500 people. Being the thorough reporter that I am, I tried the Syrian food, and we had what's called ful with yogurt, which is basically big fava beans, mutabal, which is an eggplant dish. It's a dip. Of course, hummus. And a bas mushkat. It's kind of a Syrian version of a meatloaf. And it was just fantastic and a wonderful sauce. And, of course, there was typical Syrian rice to go with it all. And a sweet dessert called madluach. And I'm not, to be honest, I'm not entirely sure what it is. But it's fantastic. So if you and 6,013 of your closest friends want to put together a party where you have six different choices of cuisine, then this is the place for you, Mawabid Damashq, the Damascus Gate, which is the answer to today's GeoQuiz.